producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This program airs every week on more and more radio stations around the country. Also, thanks to AgWeb Daily and the folks on the AgWeb staff, because the podcast of this program is airing there as well. Joining me is a gentleman that I've had on this program and other radio programs that I've done over the years. I actually belong to the organization that he represents as a dairy farmer and someone who was selling raw milk on my dairy farm. He became invaluable. His experience, legal overview of things has been a big help to lots of farmers around the country. So if you don't know who Pete Kennedy is, he's actually an attorney, serves as the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, vice president of the Farm to Consumer Foundation. He has been involved in lots of different issues that have to do with what's going on the farm today, the locavore movement. This program is aimed at helping people who are family farmers, who run family agricultural businesses, the locavore movement that's aimed at trying to find the best food, the best situation, something that you, many of you know a lot about as farmers, your locavores as well. So we have people around, thank heavens, like Pete Kennedy, who get what the government is trying to do, who gets what Big Ag is trying to do, and the food safety laws as they apply to certain farms under certain circumstances. It's all interpretation, and that's why we need lawyers like him around to help us through and or over some of the hurdles here. So, Pete, welcome into our overview of, farm college might be what we'd call this. Is farm college time. You're going to bring us to
again, Doug.
Bring us to school. All right, let's talk about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I've gone on and on. I don't want to. Well, I guess I do want to. I was going to say I don't want to belabor this, but I think we have to because it's so bad. So what's the point of view from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund on this Trans-Pacific Partnership proposal, which nobody that I know of has even read yet?
Well, that's the trouble, Doug. It's not available for reading. We usually, you know, our bread and butter issues are improving the ability of farmers to direct market their products direct to consumers. But this is just possibly the worst trade deal we've ever run across, and that's saying something because all these free trade deals to me are just a race to the bottom.
Well,
where you're, you know, the American farmer, American business will have to compete against these poverty pockets around the world that the global corporations move their businesses to. But this agreement is just bad on so many levels. For starters, most of these trade agreements, if we put a law to try and protect some of our industry, foreign governments can take it to court. Right now, as it is with these other trade agreements, these foreign governments can challenge our laws in this court, which is basically a star chamber in the World Trade Organization. And this is even worse. In this one, the corporations themselves can challenge our laws. And it's not just a federal or state law. It can even be a local law. I mean, if, say, you've got one of these towns in Maine that has passed one of the local food sovereignty ordinances to enable their producers, farmers, to sell direct to consumers without regulation. I mean, conceivably, a global corporation like Unilever could come in, say this is anti-competitive, this is an unfair advantage and disadvantage to us in trying to sell our products in their community. We're going to challenge it. So it's It just enthrones corporations and lets them run roughshod over federal, state, and local laws.
Well, under the circumstances, here, I'm just reading a story this morning about how the Indians are going to be the Indian, India is becoming like China was in terms of population that wants to have more access to better things. But yet, what we're doing is selling our product that looks like, again, as you said, nobody's really read this thing, but we've heard discussions, there have been hearings, and so some of the stuff has come to light. And one of the things it makes possible is us trading our goods and services, our farm products to them, they sending stuff over here. I don't get why we would be sending things that we need here over there so we can buy the same stuff from them and bring it back over here. That's maybe simplistic, but that's kind of what this is about in part.
Right. And also the saying is you can't do business with people that don't have any money. I mean, you can, the government can possibly loan the money through some of the taxpayer money through, one of these trade deals. But, yeah, why wouldn't we want to support our own American producers? Why would we want to be dealing with these areas of the world where they don't have their standard of living? They're not able to pay the price that our producers would need without some kind of subsidy. And it's mainly about these multinational corporations controlling the trade channels and just impeding the ability of countries to be self-sufficient in food production.
I've said many, many times here and in other venues that if we don't get to the heart of what our government is doing to basically through their connection to big ag, big business, basically putting all of the small family farmers out of business, that's really what this is about. This puts a nail in the coffin of the family farm. This just brings in the ability to disrupt our businesses and base it on price as much as anything else. Pete Kennedy is here from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We're talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We'll have part of the program devoted to that and other things that are going on that Pete's involved in. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Special announcement from Lumber Liquidators. Hundreds of styles and inventory are now available at our fourth annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. For a limited time, save as much as 70% or more on designer quality floors with over 400 varieties of beautiful flooring, like 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood from an incredible $1.99. Hot new wood look tile is clearance price from 99 cents. Hand-scraped hickory laminate is about half off. Plus, hurry in for additional yard sale deals starting at just 39 cents. And get 24-month special financing. Don't miss the Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh. I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Pete Kennedy, who is the director of the president, actually, of Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, an opposition point for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, other things going on with this group. But I think we ought to explain to people how they can oppose. If you're a farmer and you understand what we're talking about, get the nuance of what this deal is about, how do people oppose? How do they have a voice that's heard? There are a lot of organizations and member groups that are trying to fight this, but it's important that individual farmers be heard on this as well. So how do they do that, Pete?
Main thing is to, this still needs to be voted on by Congress. I mean, what's happened here is that Congress has kind of delegated their treaty authority to the president. They can only vote up or down instead of negotiating on the floor of the Senate, the various provisions of the treaty, but they still have to vote on it. So, if you're talking about a one-issue determination for an election where you vote your congressman out of office because of his vote on one issue, I mean, this would be the issue. And main thing is to call your congressman, let him know that no in certain terms. What we see on a lot of these bills, Doug, is that even though the public sentiment might be against the bill, sometimes 30 to 1, 40 to 1, it's not something you can let up on. I mean, you have to continually call and let them know that you're going to base your vote on your congressman's for your congressman's reelection on how they vote on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's that important.
Well, it is important to everybody in terms of how we move forward. What do we do? How does Farmer A project for next year? How is he planning for next year? What's going to be his sustenance? Milk at $15 a hundredweight, which is $6, $7, $8 a hundredweight, less than it costs to make the milk, has been the rule here for months and months and months and months and months. It's a disgrace, but because there is available cheap milk from New Zealand or from other places in Asia, it's, yeah, okay, so who needs the family farmer here in America? We'll haul all of it over on a 747 tanker.
Right, and just that food is your first line of national defense. I mean, you need to be self-sufficient in food production. You might be getting a lot of a food product from one country, and what happens if that country all of a sudden decides they don't like you anymore, they don't want to give you that product?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the capacity and capability to produce that product yourself, you're in trouble.
Yep.
So just this, it's kind of like a domestic and foreign attack on the family farm, Doug. The domestic attack is through these food safety laws, which are one size fits all and can regulate the farm out of business. And then the foreign attack is through these trade agreements. I mean, we've seen this movie before. Just a good example of what can happen is the North American free trade agreement.
Just go back in history. Hold on a second. We'll pause for a moment. More from Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Organization at farmtoconsumer.org.
time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. This week, another look at the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Pete Kennedy is here from the Farm and Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You were mentioning food safety laws. The USDA, the FDA, populated by people who come from these big ag corporations, from these big chemical companies. They feather their own nest, come over, and then they go back to work after they've changed all the rules so they favor them. This is so obvious. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is obvious. This is what's going on. And the American Family Farmer is taking it in the neck, and so are the locavores who are interested in the product that comes from the American Family Farmer. So to go back to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, if that's approved by Congress, the initiatives like GMO labeling laws that have been approved in Vermont, I forget a couple of other states that have them too, I think now, Pete, aren't there? More than one?
Yeah, Maine, I think, approved it, at least on a limited basis. It's not as expansive a law as Vermont.
But the federal law will trump that, and those laws will be disbanded. They'll be taken off the books. And your ability to buy local, your preference to buy local, will be challenged in international trade courts. This is not abysmal or abominable. This is treachery. This is treason. This is so bad. And how we roll over and play dead for this, well, we're going to be dead if we don't do something about it. But it's so insidious, and people in the administration have been calling for the elimination of farms, let's plant more trees and stuff like that. None, you know, if you go through the top level other than Vilsack, and I don't even know what he was the farm guy in Iowa, he's governor there and he farm guy before that. I don't know who there is in this administration that's got any practical experience in agriculture. I sure don't hear it from the top. Do you?
Well, the worst thing is with this Food Safety Modernization Act, you know, there at least are people, you know, at USDA, they might not be at the top, but there are people throughout that agency with farming experience. I mean, you can't say the same thing for FDA.
No.
Once this Food Safety Modernization Act is fully underway, you're going to have more and more of these regulators with absolutely no farming experience stepping on the farm.
Well, they're on, and they not only will predicate what goes on and doesn't go on. I mean, the margins are so small now, or in some cases there are no margins, especially in dairy, unless you're selling the product yourself at your farm or locally distributing it in some way, shape, or form. But you can't get out of a cow what costs more and sell it for less. It doesn't make sense. And yet these people don't care. I mean, I've seen it in my state of Massachusetts. They don't care. They say it's not my job to worry about what you get paid. My job is to make sure that you're producing a clean product. Okay, that's fine. But what are you using as the rules? What's the guide here?
A lot of these rules, Doug, have nothing to do with food safety.
Nothing. Right.
They're just there to vary the farmer in paperwork, and that's what's going to happen with the Food Safety Modernization Act. I mean, what we're working on is there are some exemptions for some of the more onerous regulations there. Basically, if you can't get under one of those exemptions, your chances of going out of business just go way up.
Right.
And, I mean, which was the whole purpose of this law, was just to consolidate industry.
Yeah.
That's all. It's, you know, these agribusiness giants don't tolerate competition. It might be because their margins are so thin themselves that they lose even 1 cent on the food dollar to local food. It can significantly affect their bottom line. Or it could be that they just don't want this local food system to get off the ground, period.
Well, it got off the ground. It was working well, and now it is this picture is worth 1,000 words, frankly. We'll continue our conversation in the next half hour of the American Family Farmer with Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We've been talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We're going to talk about other things they're involved in as we continue our focus here on the American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacroiwedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacroiwedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Time is 33 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a new program that's been on the air since the beginning of the year. We're now on 60 or 70 stations around the country that are devoted to agriculture, devoted, well, in areas where there's much interest in family businesses, family agriculture, the local war movement. How do you get good food? How do you protect American sovereignty when it comes to food. I kind of wanted to get off of this, but I can't quite bring myself to walk away from it yet. You just mentioned food safety regulations, that sort of thing, and all of these other things that have distracted the farmer from being able to do his real work. And this trade negotiation that's going on, you said it well. I remember one of my friends used to call it NAFTA Shafta. But we survived. They'll tell you, well, we survived, and there's more of a market for American goods and for American food and that sort of thing now than there was before. But what do we have in return? We have food from everywhere else in the world that's not inspected, comes in here without having to be inspected, gets sold without us knowing where it comes from. And how is that good for Americans in general? How is any of this good for the health and well-being? And then you put that in a bracket. You look at a lot of the people who are on the board of directors of these big multinational agribusinesses, and then you look at the multinational drug companies, Big Pharma, and, oh, gee, you see some of the same names on the boards of directors for both of those entities. You don't have to be a genius to figure out the connection here, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, they're called interlocking corporate directorates, whether it's, yeah, Big Pharma, Big Ag, the banks, just the defense industry. They're all controlled by a relatively small number of people.
And those are the people who are contributing most of the political comings and goings of the people that are candidates for Congress, the Senate, and the presidency. Same bunch.
Right.
Go ahead.
And what you're seeing is just the higher the level you go in government, the greater this type of corruption. So we're mainly concentrating on trying to deregulate for the family farmers at the state level.
Yeah.
But just with this TPP, I mean, you get a corporation come right in and just undo any law that benefits the family farmer if they think it disadvantages their business.
Well, you've seen it happen.
We've seen this movie before.
Oh, yeah.
And you brought up NAFTA, just a perfect example of what can happen with these trade agreements. Was shortly after NAFTA passed, these Mexican tomato growers started dumping tomatoes into Florida, where I live, and it just devastated the industry. I mean, all kinds of growers went out of business. Some just moved to Mexico. If you can't beat them, join them.
Yep.
And at the same time this was going on, Mexico's staple crop is corn. And what our government was doing was they were subsidizing corn farmers in this country to dump corn into Mexico and undercut Mexico's main crop.
That's what I said a few minutes ago about we're selling things overseas so that they can sell us the same stuff back here again. It's like monopoly money.
And you're weakening your own domestic agriculture. You're, mm-hmm. Yeah, now you're not producing food for your own people. You're producing food for export.
Yeah.
Where in the long run, that's not tenable because some of these countries you're going to be doing business with now, eventually you'll have some dispute and you'll stop doing business. So where's that product going to come from? It should be coming from home, but you let some foreign industry come up and put your domestic producers out of business.
There are a number of things. I'm looking at some of these milk marketing agreements that have been made with Fonterra and some of these other companies that most people don't know. Some of the dairy farmers know that name for sure. Let's, before we leave this, let's tell people how to use the fax petition that's available on your site, farmtoconsumer.org. This will help you connect to members of Congress. This will give you a lot of fodder. Pete's made it very easy at his website for you to send the information. So if you want to take action, and you ought to, if you want to survive and have the family farm you live on or you're passing on to your children survive, then you need to be sharing your thoughts with the people in the House and the Senate. So how does one do that, Pete?
Okay, they can go on to our petition service, and they can send a message to their congressman as to why they oppose TPP, and that'll generate a fax direct in that congressman's office. The thing it will also do for us is we'll increase our mailing list, and when these things can happen fast, when the vote approaches and things are happening on the fly in Congress, we can alert more people just timely action alerts. But like I mentioned before, Doug, it's also important you need to call the congressman. I mean, nothing sways them like a phone call. It's just
right.
More effective than a fax or an email. They need to start pounding on the phone.
Right. It is and the message is clear. Again, go to farmtoconsumer.org. See all of the forms that are there. See how to be in touch on the phone and follow Pete's advice. As we continue here in the American Family Farmer, I want to talk about some of the other things that you have been involved in because they are things that affect whether the American Family Farmer, at least on the dairy and beef side, are to continue in a healthy way in our country. Pete Kennedy here on the American Family Farmer.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Geico applies. Your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Special announcement from Lumber Liquidators. Hundreds of styles and inventory are now available at our fourth annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. For a limited time, save as much as 70% or more on designer quality floors with over 400 varieties of beautiful flooring, like 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood from an incredible $1.99. Hot new wood look tile is clearance price from 99 cents. Hand-scraped hickory laminate is about half off. Plus, hurry in for additional yard sale deals starting at just 39 cents. And get 24-month special financing. Don't miss the Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Visit Lumber Liquidators. To find a store near you.
Pete Kennedy is here from the farmtoconsumer.org organization, the Legal Defense Fund that a lot of farmers and families have used for a lot of help, actually, here. Let's give people some ideas of some of your recent successes, Pete. I was reading in my newsletter from you how various cases have been settled. Again, this stuff gets very expensive. The farmers can't afford it, so there's this fund that's put together. So the likes of Pete and some of the people on the staff, the general counsel is Gary Cox, these folks fight for as much of this as possible. But, you know, you're spending money that you're putting into their fund against yourself, because taxpayer dollars are the things that are being used. These guys, these lawyers for the feds, they have unlimited expense accounts. They can just keep going and going and going. So you have to fund, or you need to fund, or try to fund some of the work that's being done to save what you're doing. And that's, you know, there are a number of different levels. Why don't you explain some of the things, as I said, Pete, that have been going on?
Sure. Well, yeah, I'll just say first real quick that we're a grassroots organization. We've never taken a dime from the government or big corporations. I mean, the only corporate money we get are mainly from small, like-minded business. And it's just most of our funding comes direct from membership fees and private individual donations. So, I mean, we've always maintained our independence. Some of the things we've done lately... Just, you know, we're a membership organization. We work with our members. They've had a number of successes on raw milk. There were like five six states that expanded access to raw milk this past legislative session. We also believe that ultimately rights should be established for consumers to buy food from anyone they want, whether that food is licensed or regulated by the government. And we had some members in Wyoming just take a major step in that direction, where they were able to pass a food freedom bill where home kitchens and farmers now can sell direct to consumers without any licensing or regulation whatsoever. We're trying to move power back from the federal government to the state. Just a major initiative we have is this Prime Act, an act that would allow custom slaughterhouses, meat slaughtered and processed at a custom house, to be sold direct to the consumer. And all it's really doing is going back to the way the law was 50 years ago. Late 60s, Congress passed a law that allowed the regulation, that allowed the federal government to regulate interstate commerce when it came to meat processing, and the results have just been a disaster. Just the local slaughterhouse used to be a staple of the community, a key part of the community. At the time the law was passed, there were about 17,000 slaughterhouses in this country. Today, there are 27 or 2,800.
Yeah.
And we're trying to just get that key piece of infrastructure back that the local food movement needs to be able to take off again.
You helped me a lot on my farm with the raw milk problems that I had, and it was a service that was sorely needed. Some of these other things that are going on that affect what's going into the marketplace. I mean, the bottom line here is we want to get good food, reliable sources together, and know where the food's coming from. If you don't know, you're not likely to ask the question if there's no label. Whenever I buy anything, whether it's supplements or whether it's stuff in a can or a bottle, I look at the ingredients. With the cool, this whole business about the cool arbitration, whether you're going to be able to have country of origin labeling, this is a fight that goes on and on and on. This seems like the simplest thing in the world to fix, Pete, doesn't it? I mean, we just want to know where the food comes from. Why is that such a problem? Why do these people want to keep us from knowing? I mean, the obvious reason is, as we've explained here, but it seems that there ought not to be any debate. Why is anybody in Congress, unless they were being paid off, in essence, campaign funds were being sent to them by people who didn't want this to happen, that's the only explanation for not having cool labeling.
Well, that's right. It's the corporate money. I mean, there was, again, this World Trade Organization, which we should not be a part of, had some kind of ruling that went against our cool laws. So Congress has just used that. And I think the House of Representatives have passed a bill that would basically do away with the cool laws, and I think that's now before the Senate now, and it just passes. Just the American consumer is further and further in the dark about where their food comes from. There will be an increase in imported food beyond what we already have, which is way too much than it should be. I mean, we should be self-sufficient in food production, and laws like this just work against that.
All right, let's part of the problem is the American buyer wants cheap. It wants to pay $3 for half a gallon of milk. It wants to pay $1 for a pound of hamburger. It wants to not pay what it costs to do these things right. So you can't have both. You can't have a healthy agricultural community and not pay what it costs to get it done. The people who are doing this, from whom we are getting the beef in Brazil, the milk from New Zealand, the vegetables from Chile, wherever this stuff comes from, they have people that work on these farms for 10 cents an hour, for a dollar an hour, for a buck 30 an hour. And you can say, well, that's not my fault. Well, it is and it isn't. What standard of living? You notice our standard of living sort of keeps going down because we don't have these jobs anymore. They've been done in by the competition, if you will, from these other countries. And so I wasn't being facetious. When the Chinese buy Fonterra
and all of these farms in New Zealand, and they lower the standards there with Chinese labor, as they have, it's pretty easy to fill up a 747 tanker with milk and fly it from Melbourne to Los Angeles in a day. And so you get New Zealand milk that supposedly, the bottle says, locally farmed by local farmers, then you know that that's a crock. All right, hold on a second. I still want to go down a couple of the streets with you in time, as it allows us to do that. Hold on. Pete Kennedy, who's here talking about the Farm to Consumer organization at farmtoconsumer.org. He and I are both trying to help you figure out how we can keep the American family farm alive and well.
Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Pete Kennedy on the American Family Farmer, familiar with the issues the American Family Farmer is having, especially when it comes to beef and milk and that sort of thing. The Trans-Pacific Partnership we've talked a lot about. You get the message here. Go to his website, farmtoconsumer.org, and get the information as to how to contact your local folks, the congressmen, senators, that sort of thing. But you can't let this rest. This is time for action, action, action. Tell your congressman to vote no on the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. And if he doesn't, then go find out where he's getting his campaign contributions. One of the things that's happening here that I know puts the argument against the regular kind of food, or we have organic, we have natural, we have local, we have those definitions or descriptions. The organic milk world versus the conventional milk world is quite different. You get twice as much money for having animals that will produce organic milk versus regular milk. That's how much that is worth. People ask me all the time, Pete, what's the value of organic? I say in the real world, not much anymore, because the government has bastardized the value of the term. But having said that, in some cases, like organic milk, it has cachet and people pay for it. And that comes from them sort of disavowing the rest of the malarkey they hear from the big milk producers, right?
Well, yeah, the conventional milk industry loses market share every year, Doug. I mean, it's not a quality product in the eyes of the consumer.
But
I mean,
they're going elsewhere. What they can't do overseas is produce this organic milk, and at least now maybe they'll change the standards there, and you won't know anymore whether it's organic or they'll fudge something so that you get the idea you're getting organic milk, and it really isn't organic milk. This is the kind of stuff.
And that's the importance of buying local.
Right.
Whether it's certified organic or not, I mean, you're generally going to get better quality through a local producer. They don't need that organic certification. You can go to the farm, take a look around yourself, you know, talk to people more knowledgeable than you about what you've seen on the farm, and be able to make an informed decision. It's like you said, with some of these so-called organic dairies have 5,000 cows right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the manure, you can't get a product out of a farm like that with the manure piled up everywhere, feedlots, that sort of thing. Yeah, if you think you're getting quality product, you're kidding yourself, because you're not. This program is not about the big agribusinesses. It's just not. It's about the American family farmer and how we save that. It's a whole different world. Let's take the time we have remaining to talk about women's role in all of these things. How much more influential are women becoming, in your experience, your membership, for example, the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund and the Farm to Consumer Foundation? How many more women are playing a role in this because they're playing a role on the American family farm?
Well, there are more women farmers right now than ever. It's just the trouble for all farmers is too many of them have to take an off-farm job.
Right.
Where what we're seeing is the women who are consumers are being more active than the men who are consumers. I mean, they're the ones who are choosing the foods to feed their children. They're going, making more of an effort now to get the quality foods they need. And there are only so many farmers out there. I mean, basically, not even 1% of the population farms, but everyone consumes. So it's important that just continue to get more of the women out there who just realize they're not getting nutritious food through conventional channels and who go the extra mile to obtain the nutrient-dense food they need to give their children optimum health. I mean, you mentioned something earlier, Doug, about this paradigm we've been in for years, which is just this cheap food, high healthcare cost system that's been around for a while. And isn't it better to spend money on things you enjoy rather than wait, you enjoy consuming rather than wait until you get sick and having to spend all the money instead on some drug with all kinds of side effects? It's going to make you feel miserable.
Yeah. See, that's really the bottom line. How is this all good? The American family farmer's product is good for the consumer, good for the locavore. That's why we tie all of this stuff together as much as possible. And you've done a good job here of bringing us around to understanding a couple of different issues that the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is involved in and the Farm to Consumer Foundation. Pete Kennedy, who's here from the Farm to Consumer Organization, find the website farmtoconsumer.org. Pete, thank you very much for being here and helping us understand more of the issues on the American family farm. I'm Doug Steffen.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.